Wait until tonight.
Have you ever heard that song? I put them onto it. If you think you're lonely now, but no, it's by, well, he was doing the Sum 41 version. It's an old soul song by his dude Bobby Womack. Oh, yeah.
Hold up, I'm not hearing this third mic. I'm not hearing.
Where?
Prob Talk. I mean, are you hearing anything, Seth?
No.
We're gonna do over this shit.
If you think.
Hello.
Okay, that's way too high.
If you think you're lonely now. Check. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait until tonight.
My voice is shot.
Woo.
So do we start? I don't know what happened just there.
Yeah, okay. I mean, I don't think anything happened. It was fine. It was recording.
We're rolling.
Are we live?
All right. What's up? TPS reports. Flawless intro, as always. How's everybody doing? You, listener at home, how are you?
Buckhead.
We're here. Term so aggressive towards our fan base.
They like it. They like when
actually,
I talk dirty.
Before we get too much further, we're here with Drew Mantia. Yeah. And special guest,
Drew
Prob Cause.
Hey.
You talked over my fucking announcement. Prob Cause is here.
Yeah. Welcome to the show.
That's right.
Prob's mic is working, and we're all hanging out.
I was
out.
Saying, I said, Drew, the man, Tia, it was worth it.
The man.
Worth it. So, yeah. Super worth it.
So yeah, we've got a special announcement for you listeners.
Are we going to get right into it?
I mean, you know.
We ain't even going to give them the
foreplay. Tease them?
You know what? If we stop right here, then we did tease them. They don't know what it is.
True.
I have no idea. Actually, fuck it. I want to transition because when we were, I mean, you know Prob Cause from our tracks, Muff Hugger,
yes.
Bullshit.
Yes.
Squizzod.
Yes. Homegrown.
When we were working, I think it was at Classic Studios years ago, we were working on Muff Hugger, and just like Term opening up the show, we were like, fans were giving us shit on Facebook or something, and our fans are pretty intense. You
yeah,
know?
Yeah.
But I remember like,
overzealous.
We were
the word I like that comes to my mind.
Yeah.
Passionate.
You know,
passionate.
But you want that. Sometimes it's a little much. I'm not ready to take on all the fan intensity. But, like, I remember we were looking at something and just bitching, like, oh, like, why do they comment on the flyer that has the time on it? Or whatever the thing was. It's like, you're just trying to get a reaction out of me. The info's right there. And we're just, like, yelling about nothing, really. And you go, like, I remember you saying something to the effect of, like, damn, y'all really, like, hate your fans. All right. I remember it stood out because I'm like, wait, not everybody does?
you don't hate my fans?
Prob, you don't see your fans on some just, like, dumb, annoying shit sometimes? Of like, all right, I get it.
Yeah.
I love you, but...
I don't know, man. It's just crazy that anybody listens to
I'm always thankful first. Yeah.
It's a love-hate thing we have. We love to hate them.
I think we just like to complain.
I mean, they like to hate you, too. I feel like it's like, you know, how mm-hmm. you make fun of your best friends.
Yeah.
Like, you give them shit.
Yeah.
I feel like it's kind of the same thing with
Don't
the
make
fan
them
base.
Think they're our best friends.
You got...
They already think that. It's a problem.
I know.
That's why they love Seth, because he pushes them away.
Yeah, and I draw just when they think they're out, I keep pulling them back.
I play hard to get.
But, yeah, I mean, it's a pretty good problem to have in life, is it not, to... Like, fans isn't a problem. Sometimes it can be. Stalkers, that whole thing.
Warding off the swarm of adoration.
Yeah, that's how I'd put it.
Right.
But we have, like, I don't know, what would we... It's almost like something to live for. You said in a song we were doing, like, what's the line about, like, it's not even fun, but I do it for y'all, going through to withdrawals when I lose the applause.
That's the line.
You know what I mean?
I said that.
New shit.
You know?
I'm throwing poop at the wall just to
see
if it's
sick.
I agree that it's sick. You know, I'm truly appalled.
But that's kind of how it is sometimes of like, now I've built this fan base and like, I can't let them down. Like, even when
right.
I don't have a fucking day off.
Do you feel like you make the music more for them at some point?
Yeah, a lot of times. Or like, they're... A driving like I gotta get this shit done or I shouldn't let this idea die on the vine even like it'd be really hard to like video stuff sometimes just out of like
it's like
the
having,
realm of feasibility is like just
like when you have a kid then you like you're not really living you're working for you anymore you're working for your kid
your fans are your you fathered your fans
yes I'm sonning them I'm sonning each and every one of them
you were living your life right. Now you're living your best life
okay. I don't know if I agree, but
I don't like being the parental role, and I've also feel like I'm getting to this point in our, I guess, careers, if we can call it that. But where people, I guess it's been going on a little while, but like, I grew up on your music and that type of like, yeah. I always understood. I used to do that to, when I'd be 18 going to shows and I'd be like seeing older acts or whatever, yeah. just people I should have known about and just telling them blatant. I remember I met Camp Low once and it was, the bill was The Far Side, Souls of Mischief, and Camp Low. And I loved Far Side, loved Souls of Mischief, but I never really, now I love Camp Low. At the time I was young, I hadn't really, and I just told them straight up, just like, I don't really know you guys, but you were good. And they're just like, as older guys, they're probably just like,
you mother,
I haven't done enough for you young hip hop fans.
I paved the way. Yeah, yeah. I have this.
That's embarrassing.
Song,
that's a Biff link.
This song that I hate that I made called the Evanston song that I made when I was in high school.
Yeah.
And I get all these. But it is like some people's first exposure to my music, which is one of the reasons I hate it, because I feel like it's like a terrible song that I made when I was a kid.
Right.
But all these cats who are in like high school, like that was their first exposure to me, and they'll come up to me like, dude, I love the Evanston song, and they'll be like 14 years old.
Play, you know? Boom Dip.
Like, oh my goodness.
As the guy who makes this stuff, a lot of times you just, what's fresh to you is what you've been working on recently, and you kind of want your listeners to know, like, listen to the new stuff, look how much better I am now.
Right.
But that shit it's... that put him on, that's how I am about a lot of stuff, but I like, I'm hypocritical of like, no, listen to the new shit, but you ask me what I listen to, it's the same shit I was listening to in high school.
Right,
like,
exactly.
Who's your favorite? Like, Dilla. Like, yeah. I haven't evolved at all.
They don't see like it that way, stuff. Because, like, they listen to that music of yours at a certain moment in their life, and it reminds them of that moment. So it has, like, a sense of nostalgia. So even if your new shit is, like, hotter, like, mechanically, you're a better rapper and you're a better writer, it doesn't really matter to them, because it's more about, like, the feeling.
Oh, my life is more figured out now.
Yeah, right.
Is I it? Like your shit.
Yeah, yeah, right.
Specifically, I don't know.
No, I was doing my them.
Oh, okay. I was gonna say coming out of your mouth. That didn't make
people
sense.
Connect more. Do they connect more with your music when they listen to it when their life is less figured out? I think.
Yeah.
Somebody, I could probably actually find it. For somebody, I replied to a YouTube comment last night. I don't do that. That's another thing I've just
matured
out of. You
reply to YouTube comments?
Not usually. But yeah, sometimes they get under my skin and I'll be like, fuck you, dude. So this is on Picturesque. It's the one take we put out earlier this year. And I just did it because I'm a literal asshole. Even like with...
I'm literally
a sphincter. But no, he says that this will... I also like responding when people start like this. This will probably never be seen, but... Like, I saw it, so now I'm gonna let you know that like
dude. Assuming we have lives, we'll see it.
Yeah. Assuming I don't see all this shit and ignore it and cry myself to sleep. This will probably never be seen. But in all honesty, y'all can 100% rhyme. But the only issue I feel that may be keeping you down is the lack of depth to the lyrics. I might be missing the message or whatever, but this is my take. I love songs like So Long or Never Had Nothing because it holds some sort of depth. It feels more like a story rather than just ... rhyming. But that's just my personal take. So I took literal offense kind of where he says there's no depth to the lyrics and Picturesque. I think there's fucking canvases painted depth to the lyrics. There's just no message. There's no theme. There's no...
I told you I was in a dark place.
Right. Like every line...
I'm crying. Alone.
It all kind of like line by line.
It's not deep.
There's depth. But it's not one overlying thing like So Long is about to insomnia.
For the...
Right.
Other side of all of that, to say fuck him, is someone hit me up like a girl hit me up literally asking if I was okay when she heard that. She's just like, I really hope
right
you like yeah I really hope everything is like I just listened to I was I don't know she took it a little too literally I thought I got through it already. That's when like That's why it got out there.
So. I don't know, man. With everything, it's like there's shit that's like really deep. There's stuff that's more like surface level. You know, there's a variety of the music. So it's
like
every song
cover,
can't be these deep, conceptual, introspective pieces.
So when I replied, I had said that like basically what I just said to y'all that like I think the lyrics have depth, but there's no theme, there's no message. So I hear you, but I also don't feel like everything has to be about something. We'll do deep songs too, but sometimes it's just dope to rhyme for the sake of manipulating language.
We don't think
trying
of that.
To say something nobody's ever said before.
We don't think of those things.
That's what I like.
Songs so much.
Yeah.
Picturesque
there's studies.
Fucking, it's the
same.
Well,
that's an ongoing Palmer Square's debate. Is like,
just because it's on YouTube doesn't mean it's a quote unquote song. Mm.
Like my
word.
I'm a felon with federal loan debt, fed up with feeling inferior, fed up. I'm eating my cereal, making futile attempts at atonement. I've been known to resist arrest, get depressed and forget I'm blessed, dispossessed of sufficient rest. All this shit is like deep and meaningful to me, except I guess the felon part. I'm not a felon. I've gotten in trouble, but I guess I'm not a felon.
Shallow ass shit.
I've got my fair share of slaps on the wrist.
Yeah. I've had a misdemeanor or two. I've had a Missy Elliott, a 1, 2, 3. But yeah, like, do you think, like, your fans, I think they walk this line of, like, guessing what's true about what you're saying to them and what's not. Because we as the people writing it, is, like, half, I feel like it's half, that, like, what I said is just me and Alan, like, I'm fed up with feeling inferior. I have federal loan debt. Like, you know, I've
dispossessed. We just talked yesterday about how we really don't buy cereal very often.
Yeah.
It's not the most realistic of lyrics.
You don't buy cereal?
Usually I'll buy it, and then once the milk runs out, buy more milk, and the cereal just sits there.
I just eat all the cereal in one day.
Right. That's the way.
And so I don't get
it.
That's
like the Drew routine.
Just I don't get it because I'm just going to eat it all immediately, and I don't want that, you know?
So I guess actually you called me on that. I just did, like, I cut cereal out of my diet years ago. It was my breakfast. I had some the other day, and it was phenomenal.
Ooh. So you're back on the cereal wagon.
Back on. But, like, do you think, you know, like, tell your mother I'm a fucker, face off. Obviously, the face didn't come off when I fucked your mom. Like,
right.
Even if I did face fuck your mom, she still has a face.
Uh-huh.
This is clearly hyperbolic. This is clearly just some crazy thing a rapper said. But then there's stuff that's true about, like, this is fucking, like, the most real shit to me I've written.
Yeah.
But the listener has no idea.
Yeah.
They're guessing, like, I guess the face come off was a little extreme, like, to actually believe. But they're going to hear everything we say and either take it as fact or take it as, like, the hyperbolic angle, or just walk the line of, like, is this meaningful? Is this true? Did he actually do that? Does he actually take that drug he referenced?
Does it matter?
Exactly. To me, I just want to say dope shit. And sometimes the dope shit is very true.
Right.
I feel like there may be a correlation between... I feel like our culture in general has become very hyperbolic with, like, internet outrage.
I'm literally dead.
And, like, I saw, like, Scarlett Johansson decided not to play the trans person because a bunch of, like, trans people protested that she was going to play.
Right.
And then they, like, wrote an article about how, like, there's a transphobic notion that a trans man who becomes a woman was born. And it's like, but in reading the thing was like, even that seemed hyperbolic to me, that it's not a misconception. It's a transphobic notion. Like, I was wrong. I wasn't afraid of anything.
Right.
Do you think the hyperbolic language has anything to do with, like, rap being, like, the new most popular music?
I think it's the most
in the land.
Pound for pound, bang for your buck, as far as being able to package idea in. To, like, in musically,
very,
like,
direct.
Obviously, there's deep, meaningful, lyrical songs that aren't rap songs of all genres. But, like, being able to rap fast, and you listen, just, like, take Twista's speed with, like, Kendrick's depth and social relevance. If you could, like, you know, if you're a rapper that can, like, nail fire on all these cylinders, I don't think there's other people packaging as much visual stimulation. Like, you can see that when someone's putting these ideas and these sounds in your head, you're, like, thinking about it. Like, it's a reading
a book,
well, you know?
There's so much freedom with it. You know what I mean? Like, I think that, well, at least, like, its roots to poetry.
Yeah.
Damn, I feel like you're the sound man, and I'm, like, sound checking. And you're like, are you gonna cup the mic the whole time? Yeah, I don't know. I just feel like, as far as, like, poetry goes, like, just painting imagery, whether you've experienced it or not, like, painting the picture so other people can, like, view through that lens is you're a storyteller, essentially. So, like, I think that it's good to be authentic, but the thing that you're talking about doesn't necessarily have to have happened to you, or you haven't had to have, like, seen that image before.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes it's like you want to paint, like, the picture of a beautiful day because, like, you need that in that moment because you haven't seen a beautiful day in a long time. So you're writing that for yourself therapeutically, and hopefully other people can connect.
You know,
to
even
that
when you're, like, a baby and your parents are telling you, like, you know, you're just throwing a fit, and they're like, use your words, and it's kind of like, and then there was those exercises in high school where it's like, now we just want you to write. Don't even think about it. Just write and
streamline.
And I was always like, that's like me trying to freestyle. I'd be like, I suck at this. What? I can't think of something right now. I don't have anything in here. But you're just trying to
start
find
listing off things in the room.
Just looking around.
Trash can, brick wall, blackboard.
But there is something to that, and sometimes you find your best ideas in just like, I was like angry recently, and I wanted to like throw a fucking fist through a wall, but I was like, I'm gonna throw this beat on.
Yeah,
it has like this aggressive vibe too, and like, see if you know. At this particular time, there weren't any. It wasn't very fruitful, but that shit works sometimes. Sometimes I'm writing a rhyme, and I look it up, and I realize the word I had in there was like wrong. It's a different word, but not the one I was looking for. But that shit worked better, and now
yeah.
I have like an extra idea come off of that, and it's all just, I don't know.
I think depression and anger are definitely very conducive to writing good music.
It's a good
and making good art. You
Everyone
know?
Has their outlet, but you know.
Can't be too happy out here.
Spit Take was like the result of like a Cuba
You pretty
Gooden,
much tell the whole world to fuck, like Tekashi 6ix9ine at the end. Like,
yeah,
fuck
mentally
you.
I was like Cuba Gooden swinging at the air, and instead of swinging at shit, I would just grab the pencil. Well, I didn't grab a pencil. That was a lie.
That's like me eating cereal. Shut up.
I sat down in front of a laptop, probably with a program on the TV in the background.
Yeah.
All verses are typed. We I think we were talking recently about how we like anytime I see a dude recording with like a notepad. I'm like jealous, but
I still write in a notepad.
We just talked about
I
this.
I think you were probably the example.
Yeah.
We said we were at your place working.
Special I think,
announcement.
UBI. Special
we're working our way towards the special announcement.
We were hanging with UBI from Cess Crew. I think we saw that like a bunch of his shit was written in a
physical
notepad.
Notebook, notepad with a pen
like,
in it.
Fuck.
You always got a notepad.
I haven't done that since like
I was just
high school.
Ask like the corny interview question of just like, what's your process? But like we just said, ours is like, you know, we have some background material on. We usually write individually. We're usually using a Word document and not using like a pen and a pad. What it like you just that is different because we strayed from it. We all started with notebooks, I feel like, and
totally
now I haven't like written out a verse, it's all digital for
like every
work.
Verse I've written in
Damn.
Years. I write centered, like
and then
I don't
you,
center,
and
them.
Then
That's
you take a screenshot
like
of it so you can
line.
Zoom in,
yeah. And yep. I take a screenshot,
it's all pixelated and shit. That's how I know,
but I do like line by line so I know, like. Where the
Smoke
breath
and
is
fuck.
And shit and all
Ooh,
that.
So
publish that.
Where? What's like? How do you write? Or if you if you need to meet a deadline, you know, and it's not just an inspiration flowing out, or like, how do you get yourself to fucking?
I usually write in a notebook. Sometimes I write on my phone these days if I'm just like at another person's studio or it needs to be immediate. But I prefer to write in a notebook because I'd like to doodle while I write.
As
and
someone
that's
uses
the main
the,
reason.
Okay.
Doodling
that's another
in the
thing too, is
spine
you're,
or whatever. You
the multi-talented as far as like, you know, didn't you study
studied
like design
art.
And illustration art?
Yep.
In, yeah, my high
college?
School rap books were like rap doodle books.
Doodles.
I noticed that about UBI too.
Images I can remember that are like, it's verses, but like with drawings interwoven through the page.
It's crazy too because I feel like I memorize those verses way quicker if I am drawing while writing them, because I like remember the doodle next to the, you know, the line.
I was
line.
Just saying recently how so many of my like friends and rap counterparts, other artists, are actually like, Seth is an illustrator, you're very artistic, Vandablack Soul is very artistic, like a lot of like. And I have like none of that, and maybe that's why I have no connection.
Well,
to
Well, you do the video
anymore.
Shit.
Yeah, I'm. That's all computer.
Even
you know?
Your girl makes paintings and shit.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it's just a different
can paint.
Different
I can't
version.
Like draw a fucking stick figure that I would put any confidence behind. You know, I grew up drawing and like you know, I think every kid would fuck around with it, but I know my talents, and that ain't one of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like everyone can draw, you know, if they felt like it.
Do you get like crossover ideas? Like you're trying to like work on a non-lyrical piece of art, like a picture, and then you think of an idea for
Man,
like a song or something.
Man, this is gonna sound so pretentious, but yes, I do all the time, and I love to draw or like draw on a tablet, even do the computer shit.
Yeah.
While I have like the instrumental on, because I like to multitask. Because I get if I just am sitting down with the loop for too long, I get like real stagnant. Like I can't. You know, nothing new is being generated.
I wish I had another thing I could do. Sometimes
Bouncing.
I'll just like make food, you know what I mean? And
totally,
I'll just like
dude.
Throw the beat on but not be thinking about
same
it.
Shit.
And then I'll come up with something.
I feel like it's just like, I mean, it's the same concept as like, you know, you're supposed to, I think like it's like 43 minutes or might be less than that. Maybe it's like 26 minutes of like focusing on one thing and then 5 minute break and come back to it.
Yeah.
Because after those, I don't know what the exact time is. I think it's 26 minutes.
Yeah.
Your brain starts like getting stale. So you need to come back to it fresh. You know, it's like I always have a hard time problem solving or something.
Telling
like
myself
that's
the 20. It's the 27th minute. You know, that's my biggest.
Oh, me too.
Like,
I don't do
that.
It.
No, even I though, got even it. I've got it. Next it. One.
Yeah.
No.
Fuck it. I'm gonna just keep going. Yeah.
And then of course I like lose my shit and I'm sweating and I step out and I go just to have a glass of water and then return to it 5 minutes later.
Totally.
In a way better headspace. Yep. In a way better place to try again. But it's always hard to like even step away from it. I find it is. It's just like no. I got it. I can do it. I can do better. I got it. And everyone's like, just take a fucking break.
Yeah. But no breaks.
I wouldn't even do that shit. They'll tell you, like, stand up, walk away from your desk. Just like, even at a job I hate, I don't give myself, I don't like break every 15
minute break.
26 minutes.
Do you smoke cigarettes?
Every
not
45.
Anymore.
Nice.
Occasionally, when fans, like, at shows, I smoke.
Yeah.
I always
get
the buzz of, like, someone's going to bum me a smoke tonight, and I'm going to love it. But no, I haven't bought a pack of cigarettes since tour. Really, touring again, shows is like, throws me off.
Yeah, that's when you get unhealthy.
When I'm at home, I'm a pretty fairly healthy enough person. No hard stuff, guys.
Should we make this announcement or? Enough.
Yeah, I guess. I mean,
are we ready?
Seth.
3, 2, 1.
Your mic is so loud.
I feel like you should make the announcement in the impersonation of Billy Idol.
Oh, jeez. We should do it like the end of Chain Reaction, which is like,
so we got this thing. Now
we are releasing a...
Got a little project we've been working on. We just wanted to let y'all know about it.
See, not bad.
Jason Statham, is that you?
They're both British.
Is that every English?
Jason Statham has just been doing his Billy Idol. That's what y'all
can I try?
Jermaine.
Can I try?
Oh, we got a bloody new freaking project. Peace. Oh, bloody hell. Peace. Bugger. Bugger. Bollocks. Bloody peace. We got a new album, innit?
The Palmer Squares, along with Prob Cause, we made a collaborative project together.
Yeah.
Along with Drew the Mantia.
Yes.
Drew the Mantia.
We've been working on a project for how long? Fucking
year?
This year.
A couple years trying to make it happen.
One of the songs is
years.
Old, like older than this year.
Right.
And then the rest of
I
it
would
was
say that the project really, though, came to fruition at the beginning of this year.
I can tell you exactly
over
what
the
it
past
was.
6 months or so.
There's a song called Paralyzed.
Oh, geez, let's give everything away.
Ooh. Oh, that was the first verse that Prob recorded, and it was May 2015.
Whoa. Okay.
Yeah, and then
we
didn't even know you had recorded on that one, and then we had an idea and didn't know that we both had the beat.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
And then that kind of started it, and we just built a whole album around
it was
that song.
Like, was that it? That was like the birth was a mistake where you sent us both the same beat, and we both root to it.
Yeah, root?
Root to it.
We're rooting around
it. Root to it.
And then we were like, all right, well, let's just combine our ideas.
It could have been like a solid year before you got on it because it was like, the only reason I would have showed you is because he was like not doing anything with it.
Right.
Right. It was for Prob, and then it got bounced over to us, and then we all made it work.
I originally made it for somebody who like bought a custom beat for me, and then they like turned it down and wanted something else. So when this shit is super popping,
shout out to that person.
Like,
boy, will their face be red.
Shout out to this throwaway beat Drew gave us.
Yeah, I know, right?
I think I'm going to go on record. One of the best, if not best, song we've ever made. I look at it as one of the best songs that my name is on.
I have to say that this project is honestly a project that I'm most proud of. Like, I feel like it's one of the best, like, musical projects that I've been a part of.
And collaborative, we're not, you know, a collaborative project is sort of, it's such a different approach than when we work on, like, the Palmer Squares release, too. And the way everything turned out. Working on it together again. Drew production. Prob actually produced some of the stuff on it as well.
Yeah.
So it's just the four
debut.
Of us sitting here right now. Our next project this fall is going to be.
Should we give them the name?
A collaborative.
Oh shit!
What was that?
A bird just died in the making of this
Dog,
podcast.
Is this like The Omen too? Damien's Revenge.
Did that. Holy shit.
Hold on.
All right, we're not releasing it.
That's the worst omen I've ever seen.
I might
seen.
Have to go save a bird real quick.
A fucking bird just flew into the window behind me.
I can't bring
Super
it home
because
my dogs will eat it, but...
Fucking like Hereditary trailer scene, bird hitting the
Damn,
window.
Damn, G. We're in Hitchcock's world right now.
Hey, lady.
Save this bird.
We're in a
hey,
heck
bird.
Old passerby.
What up, bird?
Wow.
I think the bird's okay, but...
I wonder if it picked up.
That probably picked up on the mic. It was loud.
Damn,
dog, it definitely did.
It was a sparrow.
It's a fucking sparrow. I'm just gonna pop this.
Must have love for all beings on this.
I gotta be honest. I don't feel great about what just happened.
You look like visibly nervous.
Maybe we should push back.
I'm the horror movie guy.
Yo, he dead as fuck.
Oh, can you go get a picture for the cover of this release?
Like, he's twitching around. His shit is. He's dead.
Oh my god.
He's a dead bird.
He's twitching around. He's not dead.
So fucked up.
Damn. I'm laughing because I'm nervous. I'm watching death right now. I'm watching the last breath leave his body.
I gotta see this.
This is like a Buddhist experience.
You guys gotta put
crazy pop.
You gotta put some leaves up on these windows and some like bird silhouettes.
Bird silhouettes. Does that keep the other birds out?
Yeah.
I feel like it invites birds.
Putting
to
the mic in my eye.
Come join the bird party.
Yeah, that bird's dead as frick.
I see. Dude.
R.I.P., bruh. R.I.P. R.I.P.
I thought that was movie shit. I thought that was only happening in the movies shit.
Oh my god.
Yeah,
I've seen
no
that happen in
that.
Countless movies.
There's
but
no
never
saving that fella.
Directly into the window behind my head.
He is dead.
Well, he's dead. The end.
Well.
So this project's never going to come out. It's cursed.
Dead birds, doomed. Huh? Well, see you later.
It's doomed.
No fucking way that just
you know
happened.
What? Fuck that, dude. I don't give a shit what no bird has to say. This shit's coming out. It's going to slap.
It's going to slap.
Y'all going to love it. Fuck birds.
You're going to say what it was called until that bird died.
We got to retitle it, dude.
Yeah, right.
Fuck. Frick. We should, at the very least, we're going to have to make an extra song about the bird.
The dead bird? The bird that sacrificed himself for our
look album. At his fucking splat in the corner of the window. Oh. Look at that.
Dude, that was fucking loud.
He left a splat.
Oh my Mark. God!
He knocked the shit out of himself.
Well, on
all
to
right. Well, moving on from that, that once in a lifetime event. Prob Cause in the Palmer Squares present Junkyard Samurai.
Ja. And
coming out this fall. So more info soon.
We have a website that'll be up by the time you guys hear this podcast.
Should be. We got a little announcement.
www.junkyard.
You don't have to say the W's anymore.
Okay, Junkyard.
We opted out of the W's.
For sure. JunkyardSamurai.us.
.us.
I assume that most of you listening don't know how to spell samurai.
Yeah.
Samurai.
You are artificial
I
intelligence.
Am a what?
AI! You seen that commercial with Common where he's like,
"We got more technology at our fingertips."
Yeah.
And now, AI!
Yeah.
I hate how he says AI.
I know.
AI!
I hate that commercial.
Opens his whole head to say
Love Common. I hope
they made fun of him on
Whopped up for that.
On Celebrity Family Feud on SNL, and they called him Dr. Martin Luther Seuss. I fucking love that.
OMG.
I love that, dude.
AI! I just don't like that he's like the voice. He's pro AI corporate voice when he's supposed to be like conscious.
Yeah.
Look out for the big brother taking your shit with his AI.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
AI!
But now he's employed by them, perhaps.
He's in bed with AI.
He's in bed with AI.
He's got a sex robot.
Big AI.
It's starting a rumor right here. Common as a sex robot.
AI!
Oh, my. So new project. I know we've been teasing like new music coming soon, and we're still doing that. But the good news is it's really soon now. And we grinded on it this year, and
it's really dope.
It's dope.
I'm also proud of it. I'm glad you recognized or
really
like you
happy
know feel
with
the
where
same
it
way.
Is. We got one track with Ross Augusta.
Ja.
From
I think that's the only feature.
Be a good day. Yeah, feel good music. Yeah. Y'all might recognize the pipes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the only
Seth sings.
Mm-hmm. Only other person than us four.
It's a pretty conceptual album.
These are songs, guys. This is like picturesque. I was talking about the comment on it. That's not a song.
Yeah,
guys.
Tell
like,
fuck
this
face.
Guy.
Hey, get ready.
That guy is gonna love this project. The guy who doesn't think you guys have depth is gonna love this one.
You're right, because I think the depth he's seeking. I've always said that though. There's a clear divide to me between like our YouTube one take raps and album music. Like
I
really
feel like we combine that shit really well on this though. Because we're rapping our asses off on this project.
Yeah.
But also we're writing about, we have,
these
they're
are songs.
Conceptual songs.
That's why I like lyrics
stories
from Spit Take wound up on Dip on the album.
Vice versa.
Spit Take isn't a fucking song. You can't listen. They're not.
I still don't vouch for that.
If we blow up, they don't play Spit Take on the radio. They'll play Dip off the album. That's how you get the fucking thing out there, is not through just YouTube. So eat my shit.
I still, just like cereal, I made a decision years ago where I wasn't going to repurpose any lines from something that was had any public release.
I'll do it all day.
Yeah, people, terms recycling bars, you fell off.
Oh, no.
Hit a wall. All
right, can I ask you guys a philosophical question that has nothing to do with the album?
I'm using philosophical, it. Yeah.
We're just going to change up speeds here all the way.
Do it.
If there was
What is philosophical?
If there was a happiness machine.
Okay.
You could just plug it into you and you'd always be happy.
Right.
Would you plug it into yourself?
Absolutely not.
Why?
Because I thrive on rage. I'm such an angry person. Honestly, like...
I like to think I'm pretty capable of being happy.
If you wanted to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, these are like, everybody's trying to change the fucking landscape so that life can just be ignorant bliss. And it's not that way. I think like the rules of life is that chaos will find its way into your order and strategize
normal
life.
You will categorize the chaos.
That is the balance of fucking, there's always going to be good and bad. There's always going to be sun and moon, day and night, black and white, good, evil, order, chaos, yin, yang, all that.
Yeah.
Like,
Jordan Peterson right now. He knows what he's talking about.
I always had this theory about always good versus, I said people
there's
need to recognize.
Yin and yang to everything.
That there,
Jordan
there's always
Peterson
both.
Creeps me out.
I used to say there's always both. And he, yeah, obviously a psychologist fucking says it way better than me, but and I think that's like part of the reason or whatever, like you're supposed to get depressed and you're supposed to overcome it, you're supposed to feel right. anxious and you're supposed to feel ecstasy and happiness and like different
but
situations.
What if you didn't have to?
Then I think you're limiting your life experience.
Ah, that's the point, is you're tight. Supposed to. I think the only reason you would have that machine is so that you can carry on doing something that doesn't naturally make you happy,
right?
And some which, of my, if you need to go to that extent, just stop doing the thing that you're incapable of being happy while doing. You know?
And just like getting an idea for a song out of working on a painting or something, like I think some of my happiest, proudest accomplishments and moments and events and stuff like that started with like the lack of ideas or the lack of faith in myself and like getting over it and making the thing. So when you say like a happy machine that plugs in, you don't mean like and then you're just happy forever. You can unplug it whenever you want. Or like once it's in, why would you take it out?
Right.
And then you'll never understand what the other side of everything
funerals,
is.
Rape life trials.
Yeah, all the fun stuff. You're taking out all the fun stuff.
And all those rape trials you go to.
Yeah, I feel like every human doesn't want to plug into the machine that I've asked that question to, which is fascinating.
What are the
kind
consequences of the happy machine?
There's no consequences. Okay. You are happy infinitely.
But I have to literally be plugged into a machine.
No, no, no.
What does it mean? Like, does it mean...
You don't,
what are you talking about?
I face,
about?
Like... Oh, I'm trying to define here. So it's like... Bat, like... There's
like a USB.
To use Jordan
drive.
Peterson terminology,
oh,
sure. I'm
boy.
Into that shit too.
Here we go.
Is there's...
Here we go.
No, there's just like a lot of chaos and turmoil in life. And it's like when that comes, I still conquer them, but I like feel good about it the whole time. I
right.
feel like if that's really what it is, I feel like it will give you better clarity to make better decisions during tough times.
Like right off the bat, though, like you're thinking about it critically, which you should. Because I was when I hear happy machine, I'm just like, this is the magic pill that solves
it's
all
a
your
pill.
Problems.
Let's
just,
yeah, exactly.
Magic
it,
pill.
It weigh it doesn't
but
weigh
then,
anything.
Then I started thinking of like you know like the pill line at the mental ward where they line you up in your gown
happy
with your
pills.
Ass hanging out and you're just a zombie in a shell of your
but
former self.
But that's a side
self.
Effect. This pill apparently doesn't have any side.
No
effects.
Side effects.
So
happiness.
Define happy. So define happiness.
Ooh,
what if you're happy?
Yeah, that's good.
What if you're happy by like having a lot on your to-do list and not knowing that like working well under pressure. People
right.
work well under pressure. Where's the pressure if
well,
you're happy?
Well, see, I think that
you
it goes to
well.
The idea of like happiness is an achievement, right? So you have to like work for the happiness.
I think so.
And
too.
Most humans gain gratification from the achievement, like unlocking this happiness. You know,
I think
so
like
that's why I think most people.
It's like money is earned.
To,
you don't want to just give all your money to people because
right.
they're homeless and then here, take all my money, guy on
happiness.
The street. Like you work a job and then you earn a wage. And
right.
like earning, like respect is earned, not
mm-hmm.
given. All it's earned. It's just the same thing with happiness. Like
yeah.
and I think just plugging in or taking your pill takes the earning and reward system out of your life a little more.
Totally.
And you'll be a less developed, less well-rounded individual.
I know, like what does it Okay, does the
Let's
happy
go. Let's
Does
go.
The happy pill like put me at home just like in a rocking chair
no.
until I die
your
or
mental,
is it like
your mind state?
my mind state is good, so I can just go I can go like
Zoloft. They already have.
Can go after the same grind I go after in my current life, but just like without having to upkeep a positive attitude about it.
You're never sad.
Never sad.
Sometimes I like
never unhappy.
I like
never
going
depressed,
to
never
a movie and like crying a little.
Ooh, you can't take the pill before the movie.
If I cry in a movie, I'm never like bawling. Like, oh my god! I'm always like, yeah, if I cry in a movie and a tear rolls, like I smile about it. I'm like,
yeah.
Fucking,
you got
it.
Me, you son of a bitch.
Like, I know that's Joaquin Phoenix, but he just convinced me that he isn't. I only cry at Joaquin Phoenix movies.
Yeah.
By the way,
or like when you're watching The Incredibles 2. Or the Christopher Robin trailer.
That's why, like, you know how like especially some people like cry Robin when they laugh and laugh when they cry.
Yeah,
like that's kind of weird.
Women, because they can't get their emotions. But
I
no, absolutely,
not
yeah.
Cry
I know what you mean.
At a fucking fake Winnie the Pooh doll movie.
I that. Do for sure.
Yeah. Okay.
Winnie the Pooh gets me, man.
I'm gonna go see that shit.
The live person movie they're doing now.
I don't want
it looks
anything
awesome.
To do with that.
Awesome.
I'm gonna go see it.
You said awesome. You said the word awesome to describe.
Awesome.
I also said Pooh movie. Cool when I saw that your phone had a fisheye lens.
For sure.
Yeah.
But no, I like. There's instances where I like being sad, or like even a song, you know, I've heard fucking certain songs that can move you like to tears.
Yep.
But it's not, I'm not like depressed
so
to tears. I'm like,
I feel like
that's
we,
beautiful.
What
I'm
humans
so happy
are really
that she did that
searching for is just emotion and not necessarily happiness. You know, like
I think it's balance too.
It's
like
the
you
balance.
Should have the All the flavors.
You're not experiencing the world if you're not experiencing an array of emotions.
Anytime
and
you're too happy or too vitriolic and you know, violent, angry, whatever, like you need more you need more happiness. Like it's kind of, and then finding the middle ground of, you know, having some challenges that you're not comfortable about, pushing your limits while you're also knowing that you got some things covered.
Yeah.
Like that's order, and that I
some
think,
people are too happy. And ought to get pissed about something every now and then.
Yeah, you're suspicious of the people who are too
I feel
happy.
Like I've always been, this isn't a great character trait, but like I keep my expectations low. So
it's
that
an awesome character trait.
Well, like I also, you know, I don't get excited when people are excited about stuff sometimes because I don't want to like shoot my wad and then be like, but if it goes well, then I never thought it was going to be a big blockbuster hit anyway. So if it's going well, I'll be like, nice, I'll take it.
Yeah.
And if it doesn't go well, I'll be like, well, you know, I never planned for it to be.
Totally.
I'm happy with what I've got, but I like to keep those expectations nice and low.
Yeah. Or just have no expectations, I think, is the ultimate goal.
I think that's harder.
Just do it to do it because you want to do it.
There is a difference, and I would love to get more on your train of like.
I'm not saying I'm there. Right. I would like to get there, you know.
But I feel like my default is like the negative side or like the low.
Yeah.
You know, don't expect too much or don't get excited. Don't be happy.
Yeah.
That's like the instinct.
Don't be happy.
But knowing all the while, like I have confidence, like, but it's probably gonna be pretty good.
Yeah.
But, yeah. It's probably gonna be pretty good. I'm gonna be happy with this.
The
turnout.
Dueling minds.
But if it's not like some smash hit. Song or video or whatever it is that I'm contemplating, I don't want to be like I can't be devastated. Some people put like all their faith, all the eggs in one basket, like, and then you can't recover from those blows of like, well, why isn't everything working?
Yeah,
like I thought I did it all and everything's not working. It's like, no, you got to fix the machine.
Yeah,
I went to a mall recently. I bet you could sell some happy pills there.
Ooh,
the shit was so sad.
Which mall?
I don't even know. It was like fucking Forest Park area shithole.
Yeah.
I just hated it. I was getting my car looked at a Sears Auto. So I was like, I'll go in. My little, my cousin's son, who I call my nephew, but I know it's not my nephew. People always get bugged when I say my nephew, and he's not really my nephew, but he's shit. And I was like, I'll go buy him a toy. And I told you, I went to the toy store and it sucked.
What's the fucking toy store?
We were talking recently about KB Toys.
KB
it was the
toys.
Shit. There are no more KB Toys.
They're gone.
This was called like no ZB toys. Toy Shack or something.
Toy Shack.
You swapped out a letter, K to Z.
It was two letters, toys. I thought this is the knockoff
toy
KB.
Shack
and everything in it was knockoff. The Legos were not Legos. They were Block Tech. and shit. I almost bought them until I realized, like, this doesn't, I don't see Lego.
You drop it like it's slimy. You're like, ah, this ain't Legos.
Nothing did, here was like.
Did you get a pretzel and or Panda Express?
No, did they even have I didn't get anything, actually. Good I was. Riddance. I went to the food court. It was, my point is,
did
that
you get a
like,
Sbarro slice pizza?
Oh yes,
it's so it's just sad. My grandpa used to take us to the mall at Randhurst.
Yeah,
and he would probably just be taking us to go to lunch or something, and then but it used to be part of our routine with my grandpa. Was we would go see the mall people, was what he would say.
The mall people. So like it's a carny, like they're carnies.
Yeah, like it's like a weird museum.
Got your bone cases here.
Mall people.
And we would go see the mall people. We would have our food and then we would just sit and judge people. I loved it.
Shit.
It's probably why I'm so judgmental.
Thanks, Grandpa.
But yeah, it's a very sad. I was thinking how like yeah I'm gonna go support like commerce. Everything's becoming like online shit.
I was just gonna say you said where do you buy a toy anymore?
Yeah, malls.
And then
are...
my first answer was toy stores, but I was like no, it's Amazon.
Yeah, there was an abandoned Toys R Us like down the road.
Jeez,
like this is the only option is a shit mall.
Yeah, malls are going down quick. I'm
and it's
surprised.
All just like
there's even malls exist that you know that are around.
Yeah,
there's
like,
a family video. I've talked about this before, but there's a family video in my hometown, like across from our old high school.
Yeah.
Every time I go visit my mom, I look at it like it's fucking dinosaur bones.
So
I'm just like,
recently,
how is that still there?
It looks like it's still a thing.
Yeah, people are buying and renting videos. I'm like, what?
Are you from Alaska? Or?
Exactly. It's like, do you not have Wi-Fi up there?
Yeah.
I had a random gig in a small town in. Fairville, it was called, Iowa, and they had a family video, and they had like a marquee, like a movie theater that said like the latest movies available to
Sick.
Rent.
Bill
I was
and
like,
Ted.
That is serious.
Yeah.
Wow.
I have a lot of good memories of going and getting a video, though.
Hell yeah.
From the video store.
Oh, man. Blockbuster.
It was like an event.
Blockbuster right next to the Dairy Queen. It was like
man.
The best possible night out I could imagine.
You'd run to
get
your
a
mom
movie.
With the box and like, can I get this? And
like,
she'd look at the rating.
No, it's a porn, Seth.
we accidentally got Jack Frost, the horror movie, instead of like the Michael Keaton one.
Oh, tight.
You'd go to Blockbuster.
You can't have those accidents anymore.
They would have the new release wall, and then when there's just the covers and there's no tape behind it to grab, it's like Independence Day came out in like 96 or whatever.
Oh,
that
yeah.
Was. And I remember running to the fucking new release wall, even though I saw it in theaters, but I was like, I'm going to see this shit again.
No
and
videos left.
And then you ask him to check the recently returned slot. Like, can you look?
Yeah.
No, look again.
A
did anybody just come
window.
Right now? Look again.
They're like,
man, those
sorry,
were the days.
Dude.
Sometimes you'd score but like that.
We would, yeah.
Score. Yeah, when you walked into Blockbuster and just saw a wall full of cases,
yeah,
like, fuck this
on a Friday
that's
night.
That's disappointment, man.
Yeah,
a lot of fond memories of Blockbuster and the mall. Like it's just two things that are absent from my current life. But I came up on the mall, bro.
We used to go to Charlie's Steakhouse or something at the mall. It's not a steakhouse. It's just a place
Charlie's
at the mall.
Steakhouse.
Probably was like steakery or something. They sold
steakery.
It was. You remember? That. It was two old Chinese people, and they sold. They're like an old couple, and they sold grilled cheese meals for $2.
Oh yes,
you
absolutely.
Can get a grilled cheese
that was
and
the,
fries yep. and a little drink. It was like $2 or $3.
That was the go-to.
And you would say extra cheese, and they put on two slices of the.
Was it just Kraft?
Yeah.
The good shit.
But you had to say extra cheese, and she would always go, grilled cheese meal, extra cheese.
Jesus. You know you forget about something for 20 years, and then you hear someone like,
"We weren't."
I can hear that lady
for
right
Junkyard
now.
Samurai, but now we're finished.
Oh, fuck.
Dude. No, man. My nephew, I was buying shit for. He's half Chinese.
When we got
I'm allowed to talk about the lady who sold me grilled cheeses.
When we got that,
and they would put Lowry's on the grilled cheese too. They would like sprinkle a little Lowry's on it and then flip it.
$2. That's dude. It's fucking.
You can't get anything for $2 anymore.
We went there high.
Are we just sounding like old people now?
Like I said, I came up on your music, dude.
Yeah,
I used to listen to it in high school and college. That was 10 years ago.
We went there
cool.
high on 2CI one time. Just we went there just to hear her say grilled cheese. We went there to hear her say the grilled cheese thing. We couldn't eat grilled cheeses.
Why not?
I don't know, when I'm tripping I can't. Any food is like that food flavored gum.
Yeah.
It's just a grilled
Jelly
cheese
beans.
Flavored gum now.
Yeah.
So but yeah, we just went just to look. We wasted $2 just to hear.
Wasted
say it.
$2.
And
here's
then
your
we
$2.
Went,
I
sat
mean,
under like the bridge thing and watched a brick wall that looked like a waterfall for like 40 minutes.
Nice.
I experience. Feel like tripping at the mall
it's a bad
is
time.
The worst thing.
Yeah. It wouldn't be my destination.
We did regret it soon after arriving. It was just old people walking. My grandparents also used to wake up. I remember when I discovered that this is a thing, that it wasn't just my grandparents, but like all of our grandparents, your guys' grandparents, too. I don't know if you know this. They get up at like 6 o'clock and they go to the local mall and they walk. With their friends. Mall. That's their exercise.
Yeah, it sounds terrible too.
They go mall walking.
Mall walking.
Yeah.
Well, that's we went there tripping depressing. Balls and saw basically a bunch. I remember we were watching like a dude with like an oxygen mask. It wasn't a
on the escalator.
One time I went into the public library on mushrooms and that was a bad call because it was all just like a more like old slow-moving people and their faces were way too purple green colorful melty like
this is what I'm gonna be that someday
was like, I that feel w- like that would be the staying truth outdoors is my move on here, drugs here,
I can we were in the park there's a big field next to the library with like baseball fields and shit. Storm's rolling in and I had to piss and I'm like so we were kind of like taking shelter and my house was near so I was like I can't hold this, I'm gonna piss in the library. And then we're going to go back to my house and beat this storm. So it was like we were just out for the day. And
did you get caught in the
fine.
Storm?
We did. And I remember it being one of the beautiful. Coolest fucking things. We were like the cloud was chasing me like that bird that fucking hit the window behind me. Like I remember looking over my shoulder and like the cloud devilish with a face and all that
like
was
Mario.
Like brooding and looming and growing in like layers of like a supercell while we were like running like it was a villain. But it's just like a storm coming, you know, but it was so intense.
Yeah.
And it started at the, you know, I feel like it just hit me right before I walked into the fucking library. And then it was all old, melty faces. And I was like, I don't like this. I'm getting like a look into the future too much. And I'm like, anytime I trip and do drugs now is, or then, is just like, why am I doing this? I should be getting my life together. I don't want to wind up old like these people, unaccomplished. I start judging everything. And I'm just like, I just spiral.
These people reading at the library. I don't want to turn out like them.
Yeah.
Anything but that. I love the library.
When's the last time you were at a library or a mall?
Yesterday.
So long
ago. I was at the library yesterday.
Nice.
I go to the library all the time.
When I worked at the university, there was that one there, and I would find myself in from time to time. But
Evanston has a great library. Chicago has a great public library system.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it's connected with Evanston's. If there's a book there that they don't, or if there's a book they don't have, you just tell them to order it. They get in a couple days.
I guess the library is a great resource online. That we've forgotten about, or at least I have.
It's incredible.
Because of just the phone in my hand.
Yeah. Shout out to the library.
I did want to say this is totally shifting gears back to the beginning of the show again, but just, again, back to the Junkyard Samurai, working on this project. We used to go to shows at the Abbey Pub all the fucking time.
Hell yeah.
And, like, drive from the suburbs.
I was just, like, talking to someone. Oh, a dude I work with. I was explaining the Abbey Pub.
The first show we ever ended up playing was at the Abbey Pub. Ever grab a mic and do a rap song into it? Our buddy like gave us some stage time when he had a pay-to-play show.
Like my job in high school, I quit one night to go see Madlib and a whole Stone's Throw night at the Abbey Pub.
That was one of the best shows I ever seen.
High school was the Abbey Pub was like where we would see and learn about hip hop.
That place and I used to go to the Morseland and the spot called Chase Cafe.
Right, I know a lot. About the Morseland through like didn't we see Wax at the Morseland?
That was the first gang attack story happened after our first Morseland show when Wax was in town.
Cyrus the King.
I used to go there all the time. Wax's coming cousin. Up, man. That was the shit. I remember I used to work at the Morseland actually. I started working there to get shows there.
Nice.
Like when I in my younger days. And I remember it worked. I started playing shows there, opening for like all my favorite local Chicago shit.
Well, where I was going was that we saw you open for, I don't even know who.
Oh, shit.
Probable Cause and the Dysfunctional Hypnotic.
You still had your old band, and it was called the DH, correct?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And I remember we would always be at the Abbey so early, like doors. We were those
kids,
right?
We're like those kids that we talk about that come to our shows now, where we're like, why are they here at 7 p.m.?
We would get there
we
first
thing.
We
clearly don't play till 11. They're going to be bored.
So, like, the only people there are the artists finishing their sound check and shit. And I remember, like, never having seen you before, but you were there. And I just remember not thinking that I was going to see you on the stage later. And, you know, you performed that night and opened for Devin the Dude or whoever the fuck was there that night.
Brother
it was Devin
or the something
dude. Like that. And I remember being like, oh, this guy's really good. And it was, who would have thought that guy that was hanging next to the bar when we got here early, I didn't know that he was going to be one of the acts, and he's pretty good. And so we said that you know, good job afterwards. You gave us, you said like, are you guys homies? You got like, we're roommates.
Spring cleaning
CD.
Yeah.
And it was like, before we were the Palmer Squares, before we moved downtown, we were seeing acts like you, Psalm 1, West Restless, that we've all done work with and are doing more work with now. And I think it's just fucking cool. Like, again, like back to accomplished, being glad with how the songs came out.
Yeah.
I'm just glad with how my fucking path came out, that like I'm working with people that I, you know, liked from the first time I heard him. And I felt the same with like Matlock and Psalm and all that shit. And
I was loved just all like that shit. Matlock,
it was
shit.
A big like learning about getting more into hip hop and then getting more into Chicago hip hop that no one was going to tell you about. You just got to be there,
especially then, like at that time, like it was so
pre social medias,
and even like just it was just so underground, like it was so not.
I don't even know how we heard about most of those shows.
Yeah,
I used to love your song. It was like "Ain't Nothing Like Chicago Girls."
Ain't nothing like Chicago girls.
Loved it.
Yeah,
and I agree.
Yeah, it's true.
Remember a guy named Icon the Mic King?
Fuck.
I saw this guy a couple times, and I remember him because he would do this thing where he'd bring some cute girl or his homie up, and she would collect things from the pocket. I used to put my tech deck and stuff, and he would blindfold himself, and then he'd put a timer on for 5 minutes, and DJ would play a beat, and people would hand him things, and he would freestyle, and he would never be wrong. But it's one of those things where it's like you know what's in people's pockets, so you get your cigarette line ready, you get your lighter, so you try and throw him off. I gave him a tech deck, and he nailed it with a skateboard rhyme, and I'm just like 17 handing this guy stuff, and I don't even know if he was a Chicago act,
Icon.
But Icon the Mic King.
Like, wherever you are, Icon.
We didn't forget about you, bro. You're dope, people don't forget.
Come through the studio.
Remember Verbal Kent?
Yeah. Dude, Verbal
Erratic
Kent.
Static.
I play basketball with Verbal
Blended
Kent.
Blended Babies.
Really?
Yeah.
Does he still make music?
Does he still got a 9 on him like Luol Deng?
And yeah.
Does Luol still have a 9 on him?
No.
Nah, he
does Luol Deng still play?
Does he still play? Probably.
He was on the Hawks Verbal last Kent. Song, wasn't he?
Funny story about Verbal Kent.
No, I never played
Verbal Kent. He owns all the Dollop coffee shops in Chicago.
Oh, really?
Oh, that guy.
Yeah. And,
I think someone told me that.
I know him through some other cats and my brother and shit like that.
I remember I bought his CD and the Erratic Static CD after seeing them open at the Abbey. The Abbey is where I got my like local comeuppance, and then we got our first break on the stage, and then like we played a bunch of shows at the Abbey. This past the Potion Theory video Divine. Was shot at the Abbey.
All that shit, man. Moleman and Gravel Records, like I used to, and All Natural was my shit. That was what I loved. Cap D, who's now the lawyer for the Golden State Warriors, you know that?
Word? Damn.
Wait, Cap D.
Capital D from All Nat Crew. Oh. All Natural. Almas Murad, all those dudes. D is the lawyer.
DJ Natural, the DJ for Typical Cats. Typical Cats was my favorite thing.
Quell.
Once I found Quell.
Denison Kane and Quasar.
I got
Q-W-A-Z-A-A-R.
Why when we used to call ourselves the Ordinary Dogs. That was our
first. That was your first name?
Yes.
Ordinary Dogs. And it's because we were just ripping off Typical Cats. Because they were the apex to us. Lyrically, Quell, and all of them.
That's funny.
So Ordinary Dogs was our roots. Yeah. And then that turned into Illiteracy. And then that turned into Palmer Squares. But that all that like this was Ordinary Dogs days when we met you and you gave us that spring cleaning CD and shit. So it's just crazy, cleaning. You know, time.
Yeah.
A lot can happen in a bunch of years, you know?
I was thinking the same shit this morning. I was walking around listening to this shit, and it's like, it's a musical accomplishment. It's like a life accomplishment. Like, I showed up to Chicago. I knew one person 6 years ago, and then within some months...
Was I that one person?
You were kind of maybe 1.5. I had my ex-girlfriend, and but I was, before I moved, reaching out to people via email, and... you probably guys have heard the story, but the listeners probably haven't, that I emailed him, Prav, and among a bunch of, I emailed you guys too, and eventually Brandon responded and was like, oh yeah, you work with, like, I think Prav said you work with him or something.
I wasn't even thinking of that, but yeah. The
I just emailed
we with-
him cold and said, and you guys too. And I said, I'm good. I'm living in Kansas City. I'm moving to Chicago in a couple months. I'm good at this shit. Let me
come to my studio and smoke with King Louie.
You just gave me a mix, I think, and I was like, it was a great mix. I'll fuck with this dude.
I did, yeah.
Didn't I introduce you guys?
Exactly. Yeah, Prav introduced Drew to us, and like we've been working with Drew pretty much ever since. So we have you to thank.
Like
for that
6
as well.
Years and 5 years, or over 6 years and over 5 years. Like
I think there was like maybe a year or less, like before I got into the Palmer Squares slot too. But yeah. So I don't know. It's just for me also a weird thing. Like something, it feels like the end of like a chapter or an episode or you know.
Or a new era, beginning.
Yeah. Like where Junkyard it's like wrapped Zimmer up like birthed. Everything that I like built and developed and accomplished like in my Chicago time thus far is like encapsulated.
In this project, you mean? Like
I've, in a way.
A like, lot of it.
Because stylistically it covers a lot of different stylistic bases of like all kind of different sounds of songs I've had
yeah.
with each of you as individual artists that have, you know, been a certain sound or whatever. And it's all kind of represented here. And... yeah, it just feels like, I just feel like every, not just me, everybody's like showcasing all the levels. There's really great rappity raps. There's a bunch of just, most of them are just really, really good songs, yeah. which yeah. I don't want to sound like surprised, but when we started, I envisioned it would be,
more
I think,
verses.
I think Prob Cause here was the first one to say, oh yeah, we should do a Prob Cause Palmer Squares EP. And then,
I mean, once we had that first yeah. track drafted, it was like, well, what are we going to do with it? Like, this yeah. is a good song. People should hear this, but like, should we just throw it out? Should we do like a 3-song EP, maybe a 5-song EP? And then it just kept growing. So now we've got a handful of tracks, bigger than a handful of tracks. And we're going to, you know, that'll be out this fall. So
yeah.
you guys can stay tuned for a lot more announcements. And, you know, we're planning, we're going to put the first single or just like a track from it out next week, and then we're working on a video idea right now that we're hoping to shoot very soon and get that out as soon as possible.
All types of fun things are going to go on with this project, videos and merch and yeah. interactive shit. And
I feel like if it seems to our Palmer Squares fans that we've been like silent at all this summer, like we're going to make up for that this fall, because we got we're working on even some other stuff in addition to this, but this is going to be Junkyard Samurai season fall 2018. We're going to yeah. have a bunch of cool media and just a bunch of new songs. So, yeah, exciting shit.
Hell yeah, man.
We've all been busy as ever. We just
yeah.
couldn't talk about it because we wanted to save.
I haven't been busy. I've been doing shit. I've just been chilling.
You haven't been busy?
I feel like, well, especially in the spring too, like you're a hard guy to nail down. Is that gay?
No, I like it.
You're like making sure that we could have studio sessions together.
Yeah.
And stuff. Like we're all, yeah, we're busy. Like, dude, you're playing Red Rocks and shit. That's awesome.
Thank you, man.
Like, it's seeing peripherally from Instagram and everything how much you're doing and how busy you are, from like the dude at the Abbey to fucking playing these huge crowds and collaborative stuff with all sorts of artists, man. You're killing it.
Thank you, man.
The fact that we even made this happen and got all our schedules aligned, and we all have other shit going on, but we made this shit, and it's just about ready. So
it's a special
this
project.
Is the first announcement. The you can go to junkyardsamurai.us for the first peek at whatever, but that's where we're gonna yeah. keep pushing out. We'll get some like shirts and stuff as things move forward, but there it is. You heard it first here on the TPS Reports podcast.
Woo!
Let's do one fan question and wrap her up, shall we?
Wrap it up, B.
We didn't have a bunch of fan input.
Wrap that podcast up, B. Wrap that gabble up, B.
But here's one question before we leave. What's up, Squares and Drew and Prob? Been a fan for years now. It's been fun following your progression, and the TPS reports and the podcast are a fun way to get to know you guys beyond the music. My homie who
What a lying. Long question.
Was it beyond the music or behind the music?
I mean, was it a VH1 show or what this guy wrote?
VH1 thing.
Behind.
Oh, I'm sorry.
My homie introduced... Yeah, I should just skip the part where they lap our balls and they're just like, you guys are the best.
Yeah, let's get on with
but
it.
But I like hearing
let's
it.
Go.
So.
Let's go.
Can you, read it again from the beginning, actually?
I've been a fan for years now. My homie who introduced me to you guys a few years ago through the One Takes has gradually become a proud member of the alt-right, like a full-on neo-Nazi. He was one of my best friends.
He was one of your best friends.
He was one of my best friends, but obviously not so much anymore.
Then he found out I'm a Jew.
I know he's still a huge Palmer Squares fan. I was curious if you guys had any thoughts about having fans like this or any words of wisdom for these types of people who might be listening to the cast.
Hey, dude, go to the fucking public library and start reading some books, and you'll stop thinking that dumb shit that you be thinking.
Yeah, kind of a heavy question. So I understand if you don't want to address it in the cast. I like how he just calls the podcast the cast.
Yeah.
And then he says, well,
I thought he meant
see
like
you later.
A cast. We're a cast of
characters.
Cast and pod, bro.
So first of all, that's a bummer that your friend has had changed for that direction.
He probably wasn't. He's probably always didn't change been a lot, that right? way, and it's just now more.
It's like it's also
obvious to see.
It's also you know, not open season. The opposite of that, like it's, yeah, there's more of that, and I guess the last few years have been very polarizing.
I would say good riddance, because now you know that he's a racist asshole.
Well,
so.
He says though, like I know he's still a huge Palmer Squares fan, and he's wondering what we think about. Because I'm not. I don't want to tell a neo-Nazi that he can't listen to my music because I don't support his beliefs.
I mean, is he a neo-Nazi or does he?
He Did says, he like, full-on neo-Nazi, so whatever you define that as, I feel like you had to just...
When does he listen to the words in your songs?
Like a Tiki Torch
well, that's
guy?
Tiki Torch, khakis, and...
Yeah, I mean, I don't... New Balances? I don't specifically make music for anyone in particular. It's not, like, labeled that only so-and-so can buy it. But if he's a Tiki Torch... alt-right dude, I'm curious of like what is appealing about, to him about my yeah, music. I don't right. imagine when I'm making my music, I don't imagine that it is the demographic it's going to reach
engaged with
or that really. I'm even interested in it reaching.
And I don't feel like there's a problem with our music because we're not supporting anything. Like one,
if Nazis were in power, they would have exterminated me. So if you're yeah. Nazi, I don't know why you'd fuck with the music then. You know what I'm saying? It's a little hypocritical or contradictory or something, but yeah, I don't know. I don't, it's not for anyone, but right. I would assume, you know, your following is often a reflection of what you put out and shit. So.
Right. So that's why you think twice about it. It's like, are we saying stuff that's easily conducive or like
well, I think
acceptable
he's
and like adored by people of a certain
an exception
crowd?
To the rule. But, yeah. Yeah, I don't know. It's, I'm not going to tell dude that he's not allowed to listen to my... Because I can't regulate it.
Exactly.
Anyway. But if listening to my shit can help...
bring him back to the middle?
Yeah. I feel like I never... Because there's been the flip side of this. So there's a guy who's, you know... There's this guy, and he listens to us. We've also had people listen and say, like, your music got me through nursing school.
Right.
Your music was all I listened to when my family was sick, and it got me through a death in the family.
Yeah.
And it's like, when I'm writing it, I never think that it's going to... like
touch
help somebody
nope.
or like be mean. So maybe this guy maybe he's an asshole, but he also likes good raps. Like I can see that being both, you know. Like I don't think, and I'd hope we had never said anything
like Hitler
that he's
had
listening to
an extensive wonderful art collection that he stole from most of the countries they invaded.
Right.
He liked good art though, you know. Like he sucked.
So, yeah,
I mean,
this guy has
that
great
sense. You guys know what I'm saying?
He has great taste in music, just terrible taste in like ideology.
And
otherwise,
everything
right?
else.
We can all agree on that. Yeah, I mean, I also think it sucks for you as his friend because anytime you're like, when you grow apart from your friends, this is gonna sound super lame and soft, but like that's like you know you don't. How many of your closest friends from high school or college or whatever, and if you're like an aging gentleman like myself. Still friends with that you see and talk
to like
all the
this
time.
This guy's got all of them.
All of them. All my homies are from high school.
I still, I don't talk to them enough for sure. Like, I still call, they're the homies and I'll see them occasionally, but they used to be like every day hangout
yeah.
and communication every day. And I, maybe I'm the asshole. I actually
right.
got over that hump recently. I was thinking about how much I wanted to talk to my old
guilt.
Friend. And I'm like, why am I not just reaching out?
Yeah.
I'm thinking about him all the time. I miss this dude. Like,
yeah.
and I, just did that, and I got. We're gonna hang out soon. I'm just like, why has it been a year and a half? Like,
yeah,
that's crazy.
It's hard when you're busy,
but it's easy when you're an asshole and you don't want anything to do with yeah. them anyways, and just be like, fuck you, Nazi.
Yeah, I don't know.
We meet
man.
Up with our buddy
Maybe,
this
like,
weekend, and he's got like swastikas tattooed on.
Come on,
oh no, yes.
But yeah, that's
like,
a bummer. I don't really know
I feel
how to
like
feel
the,
about it.
The best I can do is to just speak. In my art, the way I feel, and which I would assume, you know, I don't associate with any party. I consider myself an independent, and I just think for whatever, however it aligns with any other party, that's how it aligns with that party on that issue. But I don't associate with anything, you know, on its own. And I don't know. The best I can do is just put out what I put out. I'm not gonna like. Try and make music to steer one dude in the right direction, you know?
I'd like back to the guy.
I don't feel like it's influencing.
Our songs don't have enough depth. I think it's because we have songs that are meaningful, and I think the meaning is always in like the right direction. You know what I mean? But like the alt right direction.
He took a right. He took another right. He took another right.
Nothing but a right. But like I also. Just because this one guy's an asshole and likes my music, and I'm worried about society, I'm not gonna make a whole album like to this guy. Like, be bet. Like, if you're hateful and you feel like you're superior to people and you want to be an asshole or hurt people because they're different than you, you want someone to not live their best life because they're different than you. Then fuck you.
Yeah,
like,
basically.
Yeah, I mean, we try to like not be.
I love joking about differences, but I don't fucking hate. I don't get
like,
the hatefulness.
I don't like preaching, and I don't like pandering mostly, and I feel often with like an issue that I feel like should be obvious what side I'm on, that expressing it too adamantly is like it gets pandering.
Yeah,
and especially in this,
I shouldn't have
in
to remind you
Trump
that I yeah that
shit.
I'm a, that everybody should treat each other well. Like I shouldn't have to be yeah. everybody like everyone kind of you know, feels like it. Like we should remind each other that it's be happy, be positive.
I watch
be good.
Like comedy
like,
shows.
If you don't know that, then you know you're the problem.
Political leaned shows on television where like people are just waiting for a moment to be like yeah.
Man,
wow, my thing.
Have you yeah, watched?
I like. I don't like.
You watched
that
Sacha Baron Cohen shit though.
Yes.
Yeah, oh it. My god,
it's wild.
How funny is that?
It's
shit?
Wild to me that no one
knows.
Goes mid interview and goes,
"Hey, your face
your
is
face,
fake,
man." Yeah. It's like, dude,
your
I
makeup,
feel like I can reach
amazing,
out and pull your face off right. of your head because it's not real.
Right.
Nobody. I don't know. That's got to be in some people's heads. That's why. They only got a minute of Bernie Sanders footage before he's like, "All
right,
I'm
all right. I got
exactly.
I gotta go." But yeah, to like the one dude who resigned and shit. First of all, it's incredible that he had to resign.
It's incredible you know? That he pulled his pants down
on camera after signing a waiver to be
like,
on film,
charging the punching bag. But anyways,
to say that like there's no tricking. Like if you hold a public occupation like that, there's no excuse of like I was tricked or coerced. And to like when it gets to what
yeah.
he did,
what's your excuse? Yeah.
Like you should just have the common sense to turn down the interview or yeah. the opportunity of exposure if what they're asking is that,
yeah.
you know.
But
if you don't
like
have that common
gladly
sense,
doing that shit,
you shouldn't be tweeting hashtag hosebag about the first lady if you're
running
talking for
about
office.
Like First of all, it's like it's to the extremist level of like how it douches you out that your parents are on Facebook or whatever.
Right, exactly.
That's why like kids now. I just saw the movie Eighth Grade by Bo Burnham, and there's a line in it from like a 13-year-old girl when her mom says to the other girl, like, "Oh, she'll send you a thing on Facebook," and the girl like, "Mom, nobody uses Facebook."
Yeah.
I was like, "Yeah, that's now the parents' platform.
That's their shit."
And
when politicians are on Twitter trying to use modern
on Twitter
slang,
is like to the 1,000th degree of that.
Delete your account.
Delete your account from Rahm Emanuel. It's like, go fuck yourself, dude. You're not part of this.
You don't get to say that.
You don't
asshole.
Get hit points because you said something you saw a 14-year-old say. And yeah, we were just looking at some guy who fucking called Melania Trump. He's like, your first lady works by the hour. Hashtag hobag.
Jesus.
It's like, dog, you're a.
See, like, fuck that shit. Fuck
yeah,
that shit,
up.
Too. Like, everybody just needs to be nicer to each other, also.
Isn't like, it's funny that the far right used to be like, I remember Bill O'Reilly would have, like, Ludacris on to, like,
remember when he had
yell
Cam-
at him about
Cameron
calling
on?
Women hoes and bitches. And
the
now
best
the far
is
right
the
is
Cameron.
Just like, what a fucking slut.
Yeah.
You're a cuck.
The best is the Cameron O'Reilly interview where he's like, "I know some shit about you, man. I know some shit about you." He's like, "Oh, you mad? You mad, Bill O'Reilly?"
Yeah. Anyways,
but
a lot of assholes
it
out
seems
there.
Like
be
very,
a good person.
Be a good person and listen to our music.
The far right was always like never anything I wanted to associate with, but it did seem so much more. What's the word I'm looking for? Of like, just like nicer in like a Christian, still like systematically, cryptically bad way, but like not hashtag hobag.
It's like the mall.
It looks good on the outside, but then you get in there and eat the Panda Express and it's,
you
just
feel
filled
bad.
With shit.
You just go home like, something's not sitting right. Yeah, I don't know.
Anyways.
Just final point to it is like, you know, I don't like pandering, and I look at a lot of pandering as like that's not doing anything to solve anything, and I don't want to I don't want that to ever be my contribution. I'd rather contribute nothing than just contribute.
Pandering.
Yeah, just pander. Pander Express.
I just see a little panda in my mind every time.
You go to the Republican Mall and eat some Panda Express.
Simon,
Panda
Simon that Mike Myers did.
Yeah.
My name is Simon.
A cheeky monkey.
And I
cheeky
like to monkey. Do drawings. Panda.
Well, yeah. Sorry, dude, that your friend sucks to you, I guess.
Tell him, if you ever talk to your neo-Nazi alt-right friend again, you tell him that the Palmer Squares are, you know, we're not mad, we're disappointed.
We're disappointed. We're disappointed. Tell him we're disappointed.
Yes. You know?
That always worked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're disappointed in him. And we hope he listens to Junkyard Samurai this fall.
And changes his everything
his
about
backward
himself.
Ways. Put down the tiki torch.
Put down the tiki torch.
Pick up a book.
Give someone a hug.
Turn off InfoWars.
Well, you've been listening to the TPS Reports podcast. Let's do some plugs in addition to our project. Drew, what do you got anything going on? You got some shows?
Plug,
you got
plug,
anything?
Plug.
I'm just going to go for now, junkyardsamurai.us one more time.
Yeah. I, too, will suggest that. And then I just put out an EP, and I got this song called Don't Look Down that I think... Are you guys going to play that?
Yeah, we'll just...
When we're done
that's
with
that's
going
to be our outro song. We're going to let...
Sick.
We're going to play another. We played Coffee yeah. from his new project a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
So in honor of our special guest, we'll do another one at the outro. Anything else, though? Where can they find the new project? Where else can...
All the platforms, probcause.com for shows and merch and all that fun shit. Oh, I'm going to plug Mint Tapes real quick because I've been doing this new thing, making these mixes and creating cassette tapes that we then mail out to you. They're all custom, unique. And they're dope and it's really fun.
They can get that at probcause.com.
They can get that at just Mint Tapes is the Instagram and Mint Tapes at Bandcamp.
Mint as in breath mint?
Yeah.
Mint Tapes?
Mint Tapes.
Mint. So, what, shows? You playing any shows or anything?
I'm going to Colorado tomorrow, Thursday for a festival called the Rise Festival. It should be sick.
Nice.
Living Legends are playing, Thievery Corporation. So if you're out in the Colorado area, come fuck with me.
Dope.
Yeah.
Yeah. We got some new shirts that we just put up on our shit designed by Mr. Boyish Mind at Boyish Mind on Instagram. Been a fan of his work for a while.
Yeah, those shirts are dope.
We're super flattered to have some of his art. We got two shirts. One of them you can get at thepalmersquares.com/store. The other one is exclusive to patrons only. And you can get that at patreon.com/palmersquares. And for all patrons, all of our merch is now 20% off.
Everything. New shirts and hats,
so
and whatever you want.
patreon.com/palmersquares. Sign up at the dollar level and you can get 20% off any merch you're finna buy.
Or the
$10
level. You know, it's up to you.
It's up to y'all.
So these are...
Every dollar counts. We love yous.
As much as we've been working on music, we've also been working on like making sure that the people who give us those extra, you know, $1, $3, $5, whatever a month contributions. We're trying to give you guys even more stuff back. So we're starting with some new exclusive merch stuff, a discount, and we've got some more ideas that you'll hear about in the future.
And we got something that we're just waiting to give you.
Yeah, we'll probably not. Fuck that goal, dude. I'm just going to put this shit out pretty soon.
Fuck that.
So if you want to
be goals.
Part of the movement. Patreon.com. But yeah, send us an email, tpsreportspodcast@gmail.com. Tell us about your neo-Nazi friends. 708-797-3079.
Tell us about your snowflake cuck
friends. Is that your number?
No, I want the other side of it.
They got your number? No, we have a Google Voice line. We didn't do any voicemails today, but normally we'll just play some voicemails and fans can call us, leave messages whenever they want.
Tight.
Yeah, you're like, don't give me your number.
Give them your number.
Let's
you're
make
crazy.
In the future. Let's start working now on two new albums.
You should give them Seth's number.
Music for cucks and music for Nazis.
708-797-3079. Save it in your phone. It's TPS Reports Podcast. You can call us, leave us a message whenever you think of it. Figuring out that we're officially a year into the podcast.
You think of it.
Yeah, some of them unlistenable, but we're gonna try to.
You think about it.
We're planning how to make our podcast better in the future as well. So we might change where we host. You don't give a shit about this, but we're going to try and make it more accessible. I don't know if that means it's going to be on YouTube still with just the fucking picture up until we can get a camera. Like, you'll be able to get it in more cell phone app platforms and stuff, but not yet. We're just working on how to get this shit everywhere you are, you know. But just know that it kills me inside every time we put a YouTube video on our YouTube channel with no actual video. I don't like
little
it.
Little PCU dies.
Yeah. So bit I'm dead inside. Bit. I've died 52 times in a row. Florida with Strange Music next month, or this month. This month, end of the month, August 23rd through the 26th.
Jacksonville, Orlando, Sarasota, Lake Worth.
Yeah. We're going to be on the road.
What is it?
There, and I think we're going to be on the road later this fall, too. But that'll be coming soon. One last thing.
Where'd it go?
Nobody's using IGTV. Drew showed me what IGTV was.
Ooh,
like at the
what's
studio.
What's that?
You just wait until we wrap this up. Instagram has like their little. I think it has its own app and all that. But I'm intrigued because this shit is like a month
the
old.
The easiest thing to get to. I mean, if you're on our profile, there's a little link right below like our avatar and shit. Mm-hmm. But usually, like if you follow us and you log on to, you know, just open Instagram, there might be all right at the top right
all
away.
Right all at the right. top?
Huh?
There might be.
Did they get to you, man?
They got me.
Did they get to you?
It's like a orangish, like a warm colored little tiny gradient tab that'll say like Palmer Square's just posted.
Yeah.
Live at the F Shack. Watch now.
You might have to have the newest version of the app.
It's not a story.
It's
maybe you have to have the newest version of the app and like have enabled IGTV.
Hey,
but this is why I'm so intrigued.
Yeah. You update your shit, listener.
Oh. I don't like. I'm always like the last to everything, and what I'm looking at IGTV. I already put like four videos there, and just using it as an excuse to edit vertical phone videos.
We're so ahead of the curve,
which
right
I can't
now.
Stand. Curb? Like when people take vertical video, but like I feel like what I'm getting at is if you want to send us. If you've ever seen us live and you have vertical videos, anything fun where we're hanging out after a show, just send it to our email, thepalmerscores@gmail.com or tpsreportspodcast@gmail.com. Put IGTV in the subject line. If you want to send your vertical videos to me, it'll give me something extra to do. And I'm using IGTV because like I'm intrigued by how nobody's fucking using this yet. And it's either going to die or people are going to start using it. And
it's going to die on the Vine.
We'll be ahead of the
Remember
curve
Vine?
For once. It's going to die on Vine.
No, he like edited.
Do it for the IG... TV.
And it like it doesn't disappear, it stays up, so it's just gonna be there, and it's almost like a new vlog type of thing for vertical video. The only way anyone else is using it is they're like zooming in and cropping their like music videos to repurpose them or turning them sideways. So
it's right there.
If you have vertical video of us from shows or
try
tours,
less.
Send it to me and I'll just I'll make IGTV like a fan video outlet, you know what I'm saying? So that's really all I got. Thank you guys for listening. Once again, Junkyard Samurai, the collaborative project, Prob Cause and the Palmer Squares.
Woo!
Coming out fall 2018. We're going to have some more info coming soon and a new sneak peek coming next week. But until then, junkyardsamurai.us. And
scope that cover art.
What's the name of this song we're going
to
end with?
What
again?
Are we about to
Don't
hear?
Look Down. Produced
Don't
by
Look
Lembo.
Down. Dedicated to that dead bird behind me.
Oof. Yes.
Smooches.
Smooch.
Blow the roof off and rise up. Don't know where I'm going, I ain't stopping till I find it. Don't matter where you at or what the time is, as long as you can find yourself inside this. Ride this wave till it crash. I can show you how to make this shit last. With dodges, cranes, and sand on this beach, wash away on the shore. Till I'm 6 feet under, I'ma always wanna soar. Way up, way up, way up. Weighing me down, rise above.
off all of the drama, no more playing around. Fly too high, you hit the sun, go too low, you could drown. Stay somewhere in the middle, started under the ground. My roots deep in this, rose out the concrete. Pedal to the pavement, I've been stepped, don't get my heartbeat. Pulse of the city running through me, charged all the way up. Pumping life into my veins, feeling all of the love. I want my way up, way up, way up, way up.